Night, 2015.
Union President.
Thank you, Kat. I'm here with George Barmford. George, firstly, quickly, 20 seconds. What do you think your most unique policy is?
Oh, my most unique policy. I think I'd have to go for postgrad in international representation because I don't think the other candidates have really assessed that and how it really needs to improve.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might get into that a bit later then.
Yeah, please.
The price of campus food has actually been quite a big talking point so far in the election campaign. Mm-hmm. How are you going to deal with it? What's your take on it?
As I've always said, I do agree that the price of food is high, although I don't think it's about cutting prices. It's more about offering an alternative because businesses need to keep their doors open. They've got profit margins to run. So I said for communal kitchens around campus, close to study hubs, doesn't have to start off fancy. Could just be kettles and microwaves at the start, but it will give a good alternative.
But to put it bluntly, though, if kitchens around campus had been possible, would it not have been done 2 or 3 years ago?
But the thing is, for the past years, and I do agree, there are lots of candidates who always push it, but that just shows that there's a lot of demand for it. I don't understand why it hasn't been done. Like I just said, it's so simple to implement.
Well, is it though? I mean, potentially, you look at the commercial interests of somewhere like the Library Cafe or the other USU and university establishments. Are they going to support the idea of kitchens when it could hinder their sort of profits, like you said, and their need to operate?
Yeah, I understand. But then you've got to understand that the USU is for the student body. It's what the students want. It shouldn't matter what Costa in the library wants.
But while USU, as a student body, can operate while the university has also got to operate to profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree there. But it is all about offering an alternative. It won't take away business completely. It will just give someone an option.
Okay, now, you talk about wanting to push the lesser-known study spaces around campus.
Yeah, yeah.
Would these need upgrading to the same standards of library?
I do think we have some fantastic facilities around, so it's not a matter of upgrading them. It's more promoting and letting people know that they're there, because seminar rooms, for example, obviously don't get used during exam period. But it's such a faff to try and book them. You have to jump through hoops. If it was far more streamlined, people could go. And you could also have certain sort of buzz zones for certain subjects if you further the idea more. For example, I'm a math student. I don't need to be in the library during exam period. So it might be nice to go to an area where there are other math students. You can share ideas, get some help if you need.
Okay. Moving on, how would you ensure USU is a bit more visible around campus and it communicates what it's doing?
I think this is a big point, actually, because I do feel as if the students need to know more about what USU is doing. One of my ideas, a bit of a novelty one, but I do think really is quite good. You know when you order pizza online? Pizza Hut, and you get the status bar saying, like, it's been put in the oven, their toppings going on. Do that for policies, in the sense that you know what's happening, you know what the next steps are, you know how far to completion it is. So if someone doesn't like it, they can come in, give me a bit of an earful if they need to. Also, if you guys would allow me back, I'd love to have a weekly segment, or maybe if it's just pop in for 5 minutes to tell you what's going on.
That would be possible. I mean, the number of policies. But going back to this sort of status bar idea, the number of policies that you are trying to implement, that you see, you know, it's a heavily involved union. Surely you'd have students popping in all the time to sort of lobby their ideas and find out what things are going on.
That's okay. You wouldn't be a good president if you weren't listening to the students. I'm happy to chat to everyone.
Okay, now, in your manifesto, you speak of ensuring that the council approves a medical centre and shops for Hez East.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this just an empty promise, given that, you know, how much power does USU have over council policy?
Well, on the 26th of March, the planning permission is being reviewed by the council. So this was so soon. And there have been thousands and thousands of comments by students already. In fact, we actually managed to crash the council website. But it just shows that there's such a demand for it. If you really push it hard enough, they've got to listen.
I say. Now, moving on to your experience in student politics. It's fair to say you're fairly inexperienced compared to the other candidates.
Why
do you think that you'll be better for the job than someone who has held a USU position or a college officer?
Because I can't help but feel, and I'm not pointing fingers at all, I'm not doing that at all, but there is a sort of attitude in student politics at the moment that I can't help but feel is sort of letting down the uni. There's an incredible opportunity with USU. We've got wonderful, wonderful, like, facilities, ways to get things done. But it's that certain mindset of things have to be done a certain way. You just need a fresh face to come in, question why things are done, ask how that's going to benefit the student, and hopefully it will push it in the right direction.
But is there not a sort of infrastructure to USU and and the college system that's sort of echoed in the college system that you're just not aware of, and it would take time to sort of, you know, get used to that?
I pride myself on being a fast learner.
Okay, then let's move back to your ideas for international and postgraduate students. Yeah. Can you tell us how you'd look to involve them more than the student community?
I'd love to. I'll start with postgrads, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not suggesting a merger or anything with the GSA, but I am suggesting that we do a lot more together. I understand that they're an independent body and they do their own thing and all of this, so I'm not going to start messing with all of that. But just more representation. They don't even have an officer in USU. It seems mm-hmm. that after chatting to a lot of postgrads today, that USU's viewed as almost as just for the undergrads, and it really shouldn't be like that.
Have you spoken to the Graduate Students Association about that? Is it something they'd be interested in?
Yeah, I've been emailing. I've been getting in touch. Hopefully we should be able to work together.
Now, international students?
International students, just quickly. More events during out-of-term time, because they're stuck here without anything to do. So just really getting them involved.
Okay. Moving on to... I'd like to move back to this kitchens thing. One other issue I had with it, sorry, is the idea that students, you say it's going to help students, but aren't they just going to have to carry ingredients around with them that they then make lunch with?
I'm not suggesting like a full-blown mealtime, like a roast at lunch. I'm more suggesting that if you have something you want to heat up, you can just chuck it in and it'll be lovely, or like a kettle to make a cup of tea.
Okay, George Barnford, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.